There's the music. I remember him, we had Chris on the phone saying, this is his,
right.
his fight song when he walks in.
Yeah.
And I won't back down. Where is he? Is he here?
There's Chris. Got to get crank his music
get
when
Chris
he enters.
In here. Yeah, there he is. There he is.
Won't back down.
Oh, listen to your,
Chris. Nice to finally meet
you. Walking pump-up song.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think last time we talked to you, have a seat there and put on, you got headphones?
Yep, got it.
Yeah.
Last time we talked to you was right before your fight with Anderson, and you went out there and still
I don't know.
Still undefeated, knocking off Anderson Silva. So congratulations for that. I mean,
thank you.
10-0, and now you're going to do it again.
That's right.
I was thinking, what the hell? I mean, usually they give a guy a couple other guys in between time, but
anxious. Frank.
And at the end of the fight where you defeated Anderson, he was like, "I'm done. I'm out. I'm retiring." And this was like, "This is the end." And that didn't seem to last very long. So
he just got knocked out, obviously, and he's never been knocked out before. First time he's ever lost in UFC. So he obviously, I don't think, was thinking straight when they were doing that interview. So. Yeah, we're fighting again, and obviously, usually once you lose, you have to go fight some other guys. But he's been the champ for so long, greatest of all time, so he deserves a rematch. You know, do it right away.
Yeah, he won it right away.
Oh, he must want to just go for blood with you.
It's perfect.
It is perfect.
Good. Every time I look at your name, my brain hurts because I always want to say Weidman.
Weidman, Weidman. You know, I used to be kind of like. Pissed off when people call me Weidman and try to correct them. No. Then I found out recently that my name actually might be, it's supposed to be pronounced Weidman. Because they changed the name a bunch of times and originally it was like W-I-E-D and two N's at the end and then they changed it through like the last 100 years.
Well, you could change it and just make it W-I-D, just Weidman, so there is no confusion. I look at him like, Weidman, no, I always want to say Weidman.
Yeah, might as well.
Hey, as long as they're saying your name, you can mispronounce it a little bit.
It's okay.
You're still champ.
UFC 168, Weidman. No, Weidman versus Silva 2.
Whatever.
Saturday, December 28th, the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. Now, tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com. This will probably be one of the most anticipated as far as big ticket sellers. Where you look out in the crowd, and those be just filled with celebs because of this, I guess, epic battle. I mean, now you guys will have this as far as rivalries or whatever. Like this,
it's huge.
Yeah, huge. And wanting to get a taste because I mean, I remember after you won, there were some people saying, well, maybe he did it on like he lost, like he wasn't prepared or lost, like he wasn't really into that first fight with you.
Yeah. There's a lot of doubters out there.
A lot of doubters.
So, and going into this fight, there's a lot of people on the inside of MMA who are like, Weidman really does have a chance to beat Anderson Silva. He could be, he has the tools to do it. A lot of people didn't really believe. There's a lot of doubters there. And when I actually did it, now it's like, oh, there's no way Anderson Silva was really being serious if he got knocked out. He's been such a phenom for so long that people just can't imagine him really
but
losing.
But that does take away your win. Like when somebody says, oh, well, he wasn't, he wasn't even like trying.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking away my win.
Drunk.
It's not fair.
It's good, though. It's good because now I get a second chance to, it'll amp up the second fight.
Oh, before
more.
You start, you'd be like, are you into this one? You're really going to try this time?
Yeah, you're really
going to go on record?
Yeah.
You're giving your all? Oh,
this one, he's pissed.
Right.
Now I'm in trouble.
I suppose you watched the fight this past Saturday.
Yep, I was
John
there.
Jones and Alexander Gustafsson. Hell of a fight.
Awesome fight, man. Yeah, I was right there. Great seats.
I hope so.
Yeah, loved it. Loved it. Great time.
So you being just the judge, I mean, obviously you didn't let it go to the judges. You knocked out Anderson, but this one went to the judges. And leaving it in the judges' hands, it says never leave it in the judges' hands.
Mm-hmm.
Your own personal opinion. Do you think, John?
When I was just enjoying the fight. I wasn't really judging it. But at the time, I was like, I think Gustafsson might have won this.
Yeah, I did too.
But I have to really go back and really watch the fight and then really try to figure out who won. I'll do that sometime.
Because for a layman, because I love UFC and I watch, but I don't know all the little points that you guys are getting along the way. You know what I mean? Where you're starting to go, well, I didn't even know that counted or so many submissions or whatever it is. So somebody like me is watching. It just might look like one person won and all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, he had way more,
Well, same when you're the champ, the challenger always has to come in and they have to beat the champ. You can't
I think that's just a misconception, because if that was true, that would be like corruption almost because the judge is like, well, I mean, it comes down to this. Three judges. At the end of every round, they just say who they thought won that round. And so it doesn't really matter who was champion or not. They're putting down who they want. So if the judges are taking a side because someone's a champion, that's not really supposed to
happen. That's why you just get in there and knock them out.
But, yeah, you have to think in your head, just no matter what, whether it's a title fight or not, you can't leave it to the hands of the judges because you never know what's going to happen.
Because to me, I mean, as a UFC fan and watching the John Jones fight and Alexander Gustafsson fight, when he couldn't take him down, like he kept trying, and being able to stuff John Jones, which that's like what he's one of the things that he does and what he's known for, that he can take a guy down anytime. He took him down once, but to be able to stop him that many times, I know you don't get points on stuffs, do you? I mean, like, if you stop a takedown, do you get a point,
it's all, you know, I guess it depends on the judge. I don't know if it's not like they add up points or anything like that, yeah. But I know what you mean.
For avoiding?
John Jones gets, you know, some props, I guess we'll call it props for going for the takedown, and then he gets a little, I think he almost gets negated, you know, you know, he gets points almost or props for whatever, not getting taken down. And then same thing for John Jones.
But. Chris Weidman hanging out with us. So in your Weidman versus Silva 2, what are you going? Is the plan different this time than it was the first time?
Same thing. Same plan as every single one of my fights. Just go forward and, you know, mix it up. You know,
how do you think he's going to change this? I mean, obviously he got knocked out first time.
I don't know. You know, the serious Anderson Silva is going to come out. You know, no, I don't really know. His thing is to put his hands down and try to deceive you and make you feel like you don't belong in the cage with him. He's done that so many times. So I don't know if he's going to go away from what makes him great. If he does, I'm ready for it. If not, I'm ready for it. So it doesn't really matter to me.
Chris, I see a wedding ring, so you're married.
Yes.
Now, was your wife with you before you got into Ultimate Fighting?
Yes. Yeah.
How was that sales pitch to her?
Oh,
here, babe,
tough.
Here's what
tough.
I'm thinking of doing. And she's
tough.
Going, I am not going to sit there and watch you nearly die every day. Yeah. I can't imagine loving. I watch the fights. I love it. But I'm not connected in a love way to these people. I can't imagine being your wife and sitting there.
Great question. Yeah, it was pretty much in the beginning. It was hard to get that pitch across. It was tough times. I was at the time I was coaching at Hofstra University. I was getting my master's degree. Ugh. And she was just like, and I started telling her, I really think this is what I'm meant to be. I want to do this. She's like, you're not doing this. You know, she stuck with me throughout, you know, she was my whole wrestling career. Mm-hmm. You know, it was all kind of about me. I'm always traveling, doing this, doing
and
that.
And now you're getting your master's. We were going to have a
she
nice
thought, yeah,
nice
she thought
life.
Everything was going to be good. We're done.
Like, right.
She went through the hard part and now it got a lot harder. So, she was just basically like, if you could find a way to make money, enough money to supplement the coaching at Hofstra. You could do it for like a year or 2 years, and if it's not working out, you're going to be like a, you know, either a phys ed teacher or you're going to, you know, coach college or whatever. Just get a normal career.
So that was sort of like, salary. We're giving it a year.
Yes.
I'll be with you for a year.
Yes.
And now look at you. Yeah. You're like, oh, now, honey.
Now she supports me.
Right.
So, but would you dump her for $1 million?
No.
$2 million?
It's a good answer.
No, they ask. The 1 in 11 guys said they would dump the woman they're with for $1 million.
Really?
But Jay,
not a girl that goes through it with you and is in the mud with you and going through
that's
the tough
when
times.
They might say that on like a survey that's anonymous.
Exactly.
Right now we're on public radio.
Yeah.
Right. The wife is listening.
Would you dump all your friends for $1 million?
Absolutely.
those guys, hell with them.
Of course, no problem.
What else they ask?
The fast food one.
I don't care if they're listening. That's different.
Yeah, fast food. Would you stop eating fast food for $1 million?
Oh, yeah.
The rest of your life.
I feel better about myself, too.
Do you still splurge every now and then on the fast food?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fast food, like McDonald's or Burger King, whatever, every once in a while. Not really a huge fan, but, you know, like
you a
pizza.
Italian.
I'm from New York, man. We got great Italian restaurants.
So pizza is considered fast food, right?
I guess so.
There you go.
Actually, no. It's not. To me, it's not considered fast food.
I'll
tell you what is fast food.
Okay.
It is like Papa John's, Pizza Hut. That's fast food. But we're talking pizza. You go to a pizzeria, that's not fast food to me. Even if you get it delivered, it's still not fast food.
From a New York pizzeria.
Yeah.
What's your post-fight meal? Like the one you're like, oh, I haven't been able to eat anything because I'm training and I need to be shredded. What's your post-fight meal?
Well, right after weigh-ins is my first like meal after I like been cutting weight for a while. I have steak and I have ice cream, stuff like that.
Look at your face light up.
Yeah.
Steak and ice cream. Yeah.
Steak and ice cream. Not on top.
Steak a la mode. Like, oh, my God. He's an animal.
For dessert, ice cream.
Middleweight champ Chris Weidman hanging out with us. So what other hobbies you got when you're not fighting?
Just going back to the fast food thing. I do want to. I've never had an In-N-Out burger, and I always hear about
you're
it.
Here.
And every time I'm in Las Vegas or LA or whatever, everyone's like, "You got to get it," and I'm like, "I'm doing it," and then it just never happens. So I got.
Should let us
I gotta make that happen.
We had that ready for you. Here.
Walkout song into an In-N-Out burger.
Oh my god! Best radio appearance ever.
Yeah, we had Rampage on the show way back when, and he said he likes pizza with ketchup on it. And every time he comes back, yeah, with
oh yeah. You're a New Yorker.
That's because
like,
he only eats fast food pizza.
You have to put ketchup on it.
Make it taste good.
So what are you doing in the meantime, like when you're not fighting or training just for hobby? Do you do...
I play video games, hang out with the family.
Have you
Grand
done
Theft Auto 5?
I actually haven't, but it hurts pretty crazy, huh?
I haven't played it yet either, but I mean, they said it made $800 million in 2 days, so pretty much everyone on the planet is playing.
So what is it up to now, after 2 days? It's billions.
Yeah. It's $150 for a...
Is it $150? I don't
no
know.
No way.
Isn't that what you said earlier? You said something about...
No way.
How much is the game, Steve?
Unless it has six CDs.
$59. Bucks.
It's still $60?
Normal. $60, yeah. Okay.
That's still, it adds up. It's like a pay-per-view.
What is the game you're playing? Call of Duty?
Madden right now is what I'm into.
Yeah?
Yeah, Madden. And I don't like the new Madden. I'm not doing as good as usual, so... I haven't had as much time. You know, you gotta put time into it to be a winner, and I haven't been able to put in enough time.
So yeah, so your lady doesn't want you to fight, and I mean, you're not fighting, you're playing video games.
Oh my
She's
God.
Really hit the jackpot.
I'm a winner.
You.
I'm a winner.
You her parents are happy.
He does what now? Oh, no.
He fights and plays games. What is he? He's 13.
I got a great life.
You do have a great life.
That sounds awesome. Amazing. We're all jealous. Yeah.
Well, good luck. Thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with us. And good luck in the UFC 168 Weidman versus Silva Saturday, December 28th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. Are we
going
to get tickets for
I'm
me,
going
for me
to
go
one.
To that?
I'm
yeah,
going.
Exactly. We should do something where we like some winners go with me and Heidi or something like that.
Oh, I'm going. Ronda Rousey's fighting that night too, right?
Is Ronda fighting that night?
Yep, Ronda Rousey, Misha Tate. That's another
what
big
a card.
One.
Yeah. Are you watching the Ultimate Fighter show right now?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't watched yet. I've been so busy lately, but I want to watch it.
Oh yeah, just that girl drama.
Yeah, I heard it's been crazy. What do you guys think of it?
Oh no, I'm loving the show too.
Yeah,
I'm loving having the girls on there fighting.
Are you a Ronda Rousey fan or Misha Tate?
I think Ronda Rousey's just a crazy emotional.
That's
I mean, on this show, I mean, she's been in here. She's a friend of
There's
the show.
There's a lot of pressure on her.
But yeah, she's just a.
She put me in an arm bar.
Really?
You jumped into an arm bar.
You on the ground?
Yeah.
You guys went down?
Yeah.
She stuck her arm there. She's like, here, just do it.
She no, just stop. I feel like I could have gotten out of that. I told her that. She's like, ha, ha, ha. But I feel like while she had me, if I was really trying, but I had jeans and boots on and all that I could figure, there is a way to get out of it.
Oh,
you
can't get out of that.
Where you can kick your legs.
Once you get caught, you can't get out.
I mean, there is some last second defenses, but it's tough.
Once you're in it,
if it's like really, really on, the person's really good.
Yeah, bendy.
You're probably in trouble.
That's Rhonda's go-to is that armbar. So
if Misha can stay out of the armbar, she might have a shot. But once you're in that, I guess it's too tough.
You just want to see him kiss. I can just tell. You're like, just kiss her.
That's great,
Chris. Thank you so much for coming in. And like I said, good luck in the.
We'll be there.
The second minute. Before you leave. I mean, the first time you guys fought and you're fighting for the championship, it probably is like, this is the pinnacle. But now, I mean, as far as like compared to the first fight and the second fight, it's like this will truly put the stamp on it. So does this fight even mean more than the first fight for you?
Right now it does. But before this last fight, that was just every single fight you have, it just feels like it's the most important fight of your life. So
Which is probably how it should feel.
Yeah.
Because when you beat.
And sometimes I always want, I'm like, I wish this next fight just wasn't that big of a deal, no pressure.
Yeah.
But every fight is just like, this is the end of the world for you.
And when you beat Anderson Silva, this time when he says that he's done, he will be done. I mean, I don't think he's going to, I mean, if you beat him twice, I think he's.
I don't think we're going to go. Who knows? Maybe he clowns again on purpose and I just knock him out again and everyone's like, well, he wasn't trying again.
Come on.
Yeah. And then I'm
his eyes were closed.
I'm like, all right, let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
It's all good.
Thank you, Chris. Be sure and get your tickets. They go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. UFC 168, Weidman versus Silva 2. That's going to be a big one.
I can't wait.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.